From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and coming up, is marijuana addictive? We'll meet a student in Colorado who says it is for her.
But first, rescue workers are pumping oxygen into that capsized ferry off the coast of South Korea in the hopes of keeping any survivors alive. At least 20 are confirmed dead. Over 170 have been rescued, but more than 270 are still missing. And today, the ferry's captain apologized.
I am really sorry. I am deeply ashamed. I cannot put it into words.
Survivors say the captain didn't issue an evacuation order when the ship started listing, but instead asked passengers to put on life jackets and stay put. Captain Jay Staples is a master mariner in the U.S. Merchant Marine, 20 years of command experience. He's with Ocean River LLC Maritime Consultants. And Captain Jin, your thoughts on an evacuation order coming only after a half an hour?
Yeah, this is of great concern to me. Why he wouldn't have done that initially, knowing that he had some major problems on board the ship, to where he couldn't correct the righting situation and bring her back to a normal, stable position. The command to evacuate should have been given probably within the first couple of minutes. I think in this situation, he would have known that right off.
Well, but the people have questions about that, and you're the one with the answers. We're reading in the Associated Press that his officers tried desperately to set the listing ship to, as you say, bring it upright as it was listing over. One crew member called in a distress call. This is all after the captain's first announcement when he asked people to put on life jackets but stay in place. Some have asked, well, if you are trying to right a listing ship, how could you put lifeboats over the side? Because either they will go into the water on the side that it's listing or they'll be pulled up out of the water on the other side.
Right. Well, what we have is the only way they could possibly try to right the vessel would have been to pump ballast. But given the fact that it looks like the cargo, the roll-on, roll-off cargo that they have, was not lashed to the deck, when you have a shift in cargo like this, you have a shift in the center of gravity of the vessel, and there's no way to correct that unless you've got equipment on board that can physically move these big tractor trucks and cars. So, you know, to be able to pump that amount of water in that quick of a time is probably almost impossible, and he should have known that. These ferries generally don't carry what we call a lifeboat. They don't have davits and lifeboats. They have what they call life rafts, and these life rafts can be deployed in two different ways. They can be physically lifted and thrown into the water, or they have what they call a hydrostatic release, that when the vessel sinks and gets to a certain depth, the hydrostatic release cuts the life raft free, and it floats to the surface and inflates. They definitely waited too long, and that should have been one of the first things they did, was to muster everybody and to get them into the life rafts immediately to get them away from that vessel, because it looked like a hopeless situation.
We know that there were at least dozens of cars in the bottom of this ship. There might have been cargo. There might have been tractor trailers, as you said. And you said that it wasn't lashed. Well, we've all been on ferries on the different coasts that we're on and traveling, and it's rare that they lash down the cars. You say what?
Yeah, that's very true. It's very rare. And most of the ferries that we see here in the United States travel a very short distance, and they don't lash them because it would be futile to lash the vehicle down, and by the time they got there, they'd be unlashing them. So they need to maybe look at a different type of system to maybe just take these roll-on, roll-off vessels without passengers or only carry cargo on certain ferries rather than having this type of cargo on board a passenger ferry that carries 500 people.
Well, and in fact, this was an over 13-hour trip that these largely young people were on to a vacation island. And in that case, it sounds like you'd say they definitely should have lashed the vehicles.
Right. They definitely should have lashed the vehicles. But it sounds like that the vehicles probably were most likely not lashed down.
Yeah. We spoke to another expert who said that the fast rate at which the ferry sank might suggest, and again might, that watertight doors may have been left open. Your experience with that?
That's a very good possibility. That's one reason a vessel would go down very fast, is because the watertight compartmentation on board the vessel was not secure, which would mean that you would have a large area being filled with water that was not supposed to be filled with water. With the watertight compartments, the doors are closed, it would preclude any of the water from getting in there, which would hold the air buoyancy. The buoyancy of the vessel would help with the keeping the vessel stable.
Captain James Staples, master mariner in the U.S. Merchant Marine, 20 years experience, but also now with Ocean River LLC Maritime Consultants. Captain Jim, thank you.
Thanks so much, Robin.